seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Yo, 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 you already know who it is. It's Mr. Hear Me Out himself, and that is right. We are back at it again with another Hear Me Out episode where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. I don't know if y'all know me, but I'm about to reintroduce myself. My name is Hov, H to the O-V, but I'm about to just fill up my my cup. Real quick, tonight we are drinking Napa Valley Quilt, the fabric of the land. It's pretty good. It's a red wine. But you know, anything with grapes in it is just good to me. So, I'm Gucci down to the socks and my Tommy boxes, baby. But what the fuck is going on, y'all? I know y'all motherfuckers is like, no, what the fuck is going on with you? It's been 209 days since I have pushed record on this episode. Earlier this year, I have recorded an episode with my good friend, Shanice Renee, on the Vibes and Chill podcast. She did a little interview for me. I've been away from the Men's Only, from the Liquor Talk podcast. But you know what? I'm back and I'm better. And I feel good. I look good and I feel great and I am great because I am claiming it. I don't even know where to start. I feel like, you know, like I owe y'all an apology. You know, I've been going for so long, over 200 days, but you know, time needed from a podcast is needed. And I was just going through a very dark time when it comes to my personal life. As y'all know, I was recently engaged. I am currently single and ready to... I'm not saying I'm ready to mingle, but I'm single and ready to heal, to get my shit going on how I needed to go on, you know? Outside of that, we'll start there. So that whole fucking breakup was like, it was very traumatic. I am definitely in therapy for it. I'm just trying to heal as a person, as an individual, as a man, as a black gay man in America. Because I'm tired of getting the short end of the stick. It just doesn't do me any justice. It doesn't help me with anything. It doesn't, you know, encourage me to be anything. Where do I start? But yeah, so June last year, I was just very depressed. I was out of it. And I just didn't know where I wanted to go personally. I had a lot of time to think. I didn't really get to celebrate my birthday how I wanted. I normally do a photo shoot. I normally do something big. I did something low key. I was very thankful for the women and the men that has came to what I invited them to. But I just wasn't in the spirit. I just wasn't in the spirit of everything. And I'm going to get like some type of background for this. I'm just trying to figure it out. But now that I know that it's all white, we got to do something a little ta-da now. But overall, I am great. I'm great. Out of a scale through 1 through 10, I am probably a 7, 7.5. Still healing through going through the shit. And still trying to come back better than ever. But before we get into the tea and all this shit, I'm going to let y'all know some things. My podcast will be coming back in February. You already know, Hear Me Out. Make sure y'all follow it. I'm going to tag it in the comments and post it so y'all can follow. I probably got maybe five podcast offers in this whole thing that will be launching before March. I'm so grateful. I'm happy. I'm blessed. And this is the time that I must just use my voice and get back to it. I haven't been on here publicly. Y'all seen my pictures and shit and, you know, like all that shit. But y'all ain't really heard what I was doing. So through the time from June till now, I've just been healing. I've been going through therapy. I've just been trying to process everything. I've been working on me. I've been trying to establish myself here in Atlanta. I have been. And I've also been crying. I've been crying. I've been depressed. I've been alone. So to say, like, drinking and hookah is where, like, I just feel free and shit. I'm just trying to get back to that Marco, which is good. Like, I'm not excessively drinking. I'm not excessively smoking or anything. But when I feel the need that it's time to do that, I'm going to do that. Because why? I'm human. But I have been completely out of it. I realize that this is my year of traveling. I haven't traveled since 2020. I've been to like little places. I've been to Phoenix and like did like little road trips and shit. But when I was in Phoenix, it was raining the whole time. I didn't think that it was going to be raining the whole time or I would never went. So I went to Phoenix. It was raining the whole time. Y'all already know I like hiking. I like exploring. I like just parking and just doing shit. None of that happened. I literally slept in the house, or not the house, but you know, the hotel. The whole time I was there, and I was there from a Thursday to a Sunday, and I was just like very disappointed. Like, just spending all that good ass money. But you know what? Sometimes you just gotta sleep. And that's what I realized. I have not really slept. I have not enjoyed sleep. I have not enjoyed the comfort of my home. I'm just always on the go, go, go. Especially with all the offers and things that are on the table. I am making sure that they are good for me. It is good for them and it is good for us. So y'all will see all that, and the things that I'm talking about are visual. I know a lot of people have been asking, when is your podcast becoming visual and shit? Hear me out. Probably won't become visual. This is a pop-up episode. Just like Beyonce did Dubai. And we're going to get into that. Because that bitch right there. When I tell you that the Renaissance Tour is about to go the fuck off, I'm about to live my black gay ass life. Like I am. Because it's been 5 years. I ain't seen her before. The pandemic. I didn't even get to see her. Last time I saw her was On the Run 2. And I almost went to Coachella, but I didn't. I just can't afford those prices. I'm not even about to be shady. Like, I just can't do it. Like, I just, you said 2,000 and then I got to buy a plane ticket and a hotel and then eat and then drink on. That's a good $5,000 over a weekend. And baby, let me tell you, Marco the Prince, Mr. Hear Me Out. Yeah, we cannot do that. We cannot afford that. But it's cool though. Because guess what I can't afford? These Renaissance tickets. These Renaissance tickets that are about to drop. And I'm thankful. I'm honored. And I'm so excited. I'm about to live. Enough about Beyonce, even though I love her, but we about to get back to me. So yeah, as most of y'all know, I was going through, well, y'all probably don't know, because I just like to disappear and like, just to like to show back up on the scene, but, so after July 30th is when the last time I went live, last time I posted a podcast episode. Starting in July, I was just going through a breakup. Like, I was recently engaged, as y'all know, but, it just didn't work. And I really didn't come to the what word am I looking for? Like come to not the conclusion, realization that it was over. You know, but I do feel like it was a lesson learned. This is just my story. I'm not speaking for him. I'm not speaking for us. I'm just speaking from my standpoint. But I think I was just moving too fast. You know, I tried to paint this whole motherfucking blank canvas and marriage and house, cause I want it all. You're nothing but a liar, a cheater, a deceiver, a heartbreaker, and I don't want you back in my life. So I'm taking the house, the car, the kids, and the dog. I want it all. No. Okay. So all we had was a house together. We didn't have any of that other shit that I was just thinking about. But, it was time for me to live in my truth. And one thing I realized about my truth is I don't like being controlled. I don't. Like, I'm an independent man. I'm self-made. I do this shit by myself. As much as people say, like, saying that you do this shit by yourself and you don't need nobody is a bad thing, I actually also think that it's a good thing, because why would I need another nigga to help me when I can do it myself? Why do I need another nigga to help me when I can do this by myself? I built this table. And truth be told, if y'all don't know me, y'all know me now. But it's okay to drive your motherfucking own car and toot your whole motherfucking horn. Beep, beep, bitch, I'm here. Like, I do this. I've done this. I'm self-made. I got the grind. And ain't nobody stopping me. Like, I know it's a hard pill to swallow, but, like, like, would I be, I'm not even gonna go there, but, like, if you're not trying to build the table with me, I don't even know why we even talking. And I know I have ghosted, I have not talked to a lot of amazing people in the world, like I have. And I, like, truth be told, like, again, this is Hear Me Out Podcast, where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. And I'm just explaining myself, not really explaining, but just talking to y'all about my last 209 days of why I haven't been as vocal as I wanted to. I was hurt. The person that I was dealing with, they have hurt me. We have both lied to each other. There was no cheating going on, but it was a lot. And I just realized one day, like, I just don't want to deal with this shit. For those of y'all that's just joining in, this also was on my podcast. For those that have not listened, this is how I speak freely on my podcast. So, you know, do what you want to do with that information, but I'm going to continue on. But I realized that I was settling. I was settling to be happy. I was in a rush to be happy. I was in a rush to be married. I was in a rush to own a home. I was just in a rush on all these aspects that I do believe in, but now I do believe that they are going to come to me at the right time. At that time, I just thought it was the right time and I was just rushing to it, which wasn't the real case. So now that I'm dissecting and going through my healing process, going to therapy, talking to my friends, and really uplifting myself, I have a better understanding of what Marco the Prince wants in a partner, what I want in a relationship, what I want in life. Like, I get, one second, let me clear my throat. No, I'm just kidding. Hold on one second. Okay, we back. But once I realized that what I was doing wasn't for me, I had to release that from my life because I was only holding myself back. I wanted all these things, but it wasn't the right time. Like, as y'all know, I don't know if y'all know, but for example, like actors, background actors, podcasters, we're on set for hours. And for me personally, like when I'm getting ready for shows, when I'm getting ready for lives, like an hour and a half, my phone is on do not disturb. Don't call me. Don't ask me for things. This is my time to get my mind right, to figure out what I want to look like. And if I know the topics beforehand, this is what, like, I'm getting in the mindset of being Mr. Hear Me Out is basically what I'm saying. And it takes time. And the person that I was dealing with, like, he didn't understand that. To me, that's okay. But what I understood was, you're just not the person for me. Because why am I doing something passionate that I love, that I'm like, I know an industry that I can make it in, but I'm lowering my standards for someone that I love to cater to you? So now you're happy. I'm doing all these things for you, but now I'm unhappy over here where my career could go. Love is gonna come to me. I don't know when, I don't know how, I don't know with who, but it will. I tried it. He is an amazing person. We just had our differences. And I'm okay with that. Because I decided the time when it was over. We decided the time that, okay, you know what? I understand where you're coming from. I see your point of view. So maybe we can be friends. And I am a big advocate, not on all niggas, because you know, I still live by the quote, niggas ain't shit. However, if it's not meant to be, it's just not meant to be. And I would be okay with that. That chapter in my life is done. And now I'm flipping it. And now it's blank again. And now I can create whatever the fuck I want to. Because I've learned my lesson. I went through that. For y'all niggas that's listening, I've been through 2 engagements. Not one, but 2. One of them, I have planned a whole fucking engagement, photo shoots, party, and wedding. And it's okay. It's okay to me. I ain't got no regrets. The nigga that I'm supposed to be in love with, the nigga that I'm supposed to be in a relationship with, the nigga that's supposed to be mine, they gonna show up. Because not only do I believe in myself, but I believe in the universe providing what I want to provide as long as I'm living in my truth. Like, a lot of people be like, how could you? Oh my gosh, y'all could make it work. And I get annoyed very fast. I get annoyed. I get irritated. I don't want to deal with you. I get frustrated. Because, again, we are going back to the topic of, if I can do for myself, why would I do for a nigga that's doing less than what I can do? And that was not geared towards anybody. It's just now my mindset. if you're not trying to build this table with me, what do we have? What do we have? I need you to go to Home Depot to get the nails, the hammer, the right measurements, right measurements of the wood. I need you to get the right wood color. If I don't like the color, I need you to get the whole motherfucking paint, spray paint. Make it work for us. I mean, like, I am, and I paused on purpose because I want y'all to understand what the fuck I'm saying. Like, it's okay to go through all these breakups, these relationships, to date exclusively, and then it not work, to be engaged, to understand that it doesn't work. At the end of the day, I have learned a valuable lesson. And that's why it has taken me 209 days to get on this mic to just talk about it. I had to process it because at the time I wasn't comfortable being creative and being on like my platform of Hear Me Out podcast. This is a space for me. And I wasn't in the, I was not in the correct space that I wanted to be in to share it. Granted, it was 209 days ago, but I'm here. I'm talking about it. I'm honest. Again, I do this shit alone. I got amazing friends. I got amazing selective family members. I got amazing family members that I have selected. They knew that I was going through something, but they also understood, okay, Marco ain't ready to talk about it. I'm not. Respect my wishes. That's it. I mean, not it like we ending it, but that was that. That was the relationship point. I felt like I was just giving, digging myself in a deeper hole, and I ain't got to explain myself to nobody, but I feel like I'm going to have to explain myself to some people that listen to this. But I also feel like it's like the space that I personally create obviously is a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. And I've made that space very comfortable for me, but some people don't understand, and that's cool. That's cool. Like, if you know me, you know me. But let's get into therapy. Mr. Hear Me Out, you want to go there? Yes, we do. One second. Black men that are listening to this, black women that are listening to this, I advise you, I encourage you, I support you to go to therapy. We as black people already deal with enough. And if you got any other layers that you're dealing with as a human being, that's what therapy is for. There is free therapy. There is paid therapy. If y'all got insurance to your job, they got EOP. Did I say that right? EOP? Employment Opportunity. I'm making up shit now, but we're not going to talk about that. But y'all know what I mean. EPO? No, I think it's EOP. I think it's EOP. So we're going we're gonna stick with EOP. EAP. Employee Assistant. You know what? My dog. That's my dog. That's my dog. That's my dog. You know what? EAP. That makes so much more sense. Well, Marco, what was the O in that? Employee Opportunity Program? No. Because what? Okay, back to the original topic at hand. Go through therapy. I have been in therapy for, I've been in Atlanta for 2 years. So before I moved to Atlanta, I was probably in a therapy for about a year. So I moved to Atlanta in October of 2020. I didn't start. So probably like three and a half. Okay, Bella, you distracted me. Come on. Come on. Act right. Thank you. Act like you got some home training over here. Back to therapy. I encourage everybody that's listened to this to get therapy, whether you think you want it or you think you don't need it. It has helped me tremendously with my family problems, with my personal problems, with my relationship problems, with my friend problems. Like, I'm not saying the person that I would deal with in the future, if they don't go through therapy, is not a deal breaker. But I need to see some type of personal progress. And that's how much it has helped me. Me and my therapist, we have just gotten to... Oh, damn, do I gotta share this? I ain't gotta share anything. But, okay, I'll share it. I mean, I'm already here. Y'all probably already wondering. Hold on, wait 1 second. So, the therapist that I have here in Atlanta, we've been together. I moved here in October of 2020. We probably connected in February of 2021. And it's been a journey. We have had on, we have had off, we have had debates. We've just been through it. We have taken, so I'm gonna let y'all know something. I haven't really talked to my therapist since last June, around the last episode that I released. I know from June until that August, we have had like one session, but I was being a little closed off. I admit that it's my story and I'm processing it. From August until we had August, we didn't talk in September, we didn't talk in October. Actually, we didn't talk until this year, until January. Yeah, that's right. And he was very surprised. He was very surprised that I hit him up. And like, I sent, I'm not going to say a long like email, but I was like, hey, I need to talk to you. I'm ready to talk. I'm ready to get back into it. I know I've had my time, but like, I'm ready to let it out. And he immediately replied, like within 15 minutes, was like, oh my gosh, Marco, I've been waiting for this email. What day do you want to be scheduled? X, Y, and Z. And I told him the time. And he was like, got it. Good. Okay. The first time, that initial email greeting scheduling, we had to do it, virtual, because I was at work and I just did it on my lunch. At the end of our session, I was like, you know, let's call this a wash, because I don't feel like I've received what I needed to receive. When is your next 2 weeks? He told me, he had me pick a time, he had me pick a date. I went. When I tell y'all, It was the most. I don't really cry, so I'm trying to hold it back and shit. But it was the most powerful, meaningful, like great start to the year for me. I let it all out. He literally sat back and just listened. We didn't talk about my ex. We didn't talk about my family ship or anything that I had going on. We talked about me. And I think that's what I was waiting for. And I'm grateful for that. Because for me, it's all about building a relationship. It's all about building substance, a connection. And I'm going to tell y'all what we talked about because it's been a few weeks. Now in the conversation, I think he knows that I don't want to talk about my family. I don't want to talk about my past relationships. I don't want to talk about healing. Well, I do want to talk about healing, but I want to talk about healing in a way that I want to present it. And he understood. We're going to put a pinpoint in that. So for most of y'all niggas that don't know, I'm originally from Portland, Oregon, West Coast, below Washington, above California. Yes, if you were to Google it, it's probably like 3% black people. We all know each other. Yes, there are black people in Oregon. Yes, we escape. Yes, all this, that, and the third. There are black people here in Atlanta, Georgia. There are just, you know. Because I hear it all the time. What was I getting with that? And I was explaining to him that, like, growing up, I didn't really grow up around gay folks. I really didn't grow up around black folks. I really didn't grow up around a family that I can choose. Cool. I'm okay with that. Now that I'm at the age that I am. And we were dissecting my black, dissecting my male, my black, and then my gay lifestyle, everything. So being male, being black, and being gay here in America. It was troublesome for me. It was very hard for me to go through that conversation. And what I mean about being like male, black, and gay is that, like, most of y'all niggas has already heard this podcast. Y'all already know about this. But for those that don't know, here you go. I grew up with all women. So, like, my father was not in my life, so to say. I grew up with a single mother. I got all sisters. All my sisters got nieces. Finally, one of my nieces had a son. So I'm a great uncle and an uncle. But like, when I say that I'm self-made of trying to build myself to the person that I am, I really mean that. Like, I didn't have no male influences. I didn't have no male role models. I didn't have any of that to make a black man. Yes, I had mentors. Yes, I had other friends, parents, obviously, that were black and male and all this shit. But I just cut myself off. Like, I just didn't feel the connection. Like, I'm very particular about who I bring in my circle, who I bring in my life, and what I want to share with people. So this is very random that, like, I'm doing this live. But I feel like going through therapy, this is something that I need to do. I want to do. Because I want to share my story. I don't know who's watching. I don't give a fuck who's watching. But this is something that I'm gearing to. And this also goes back to me being on all these different platforms, I don't know their audience. I'm just hoping to inspire someone and to connect with someone. That's it. That's all. Like, there are other many states outside of Oregon where I'm all, my bad. I forgot where I was going. I think I'll do the Portland. Okay. Yeah. So, like, me creating this whole, like, image of being male, being black, and being gay, I did this on my own. And now that I am at the age that I am now, I am trying to incorporate what sticks with me and what doesn't stick with me. And I can honestly say I'm okay with that. Therapy has worked tremendously on me. It has taken me some years. It has taken me many therapists. But I am happy. Oh, I'm sorry. I did not mean to do that. I am happy about where I am. And I'm happy about where I'm about to go. Because there's no holds barred. I don't know what this pandemic has done to me. I don't know what 2023 has done to me. But what I do know is that I'm about to live in my truth. I'm about to live in my truth. And I am excited. I'm excited about the people that I have in my corner. I am excited about the people that are going to try to present themselves in my corner. I am excited to be male, to be black, and to be gay. Bella's coming back, y'all. What's up, girl? You have to lay down? Because I was in a good conversation. And you distracting. Okay, so I want to talk about my absence, my therapy. And I guess I will give y'all a little preview of what's to come since y'all listened to all this. I got a lot of shit coming. Sometimes I feel like it's coming at me faster than I can approach it and attack it and like grab it. But I also feel like timing is the right thing. One second. I gotta take a sip. And in this time of 209 days, I have reorganized what I find passionate and what I would like to do in this entertainment world. Girl, sit down, please. I'm gonna tell y'all. So one thing I really want to do is like have a voice. I personally think I bring something different. I'm original. I'm outspoken. And I want to really create a space where we talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. Like, don't be shy. Don't care about what other people think. And just live your authentic self. There are a lot of people in this world that think that they are living their authentic self, being a mean girl, being a nice girl, and doing this and doing that. But what you're giving is not really giving what you're saying you're giving, which is my problem. I like to share my struggles. I like to talk about my current. But I also like to talk about the future of where I plan on going. And what I have seen lately is what's for you, who's for you, will stick around. Will stick around. I ain't going back and forth with these niggas. I'm not. Like, y'all, life is too short. Within the month of January, I have seen, I want to say four. So one every week. An LGBTQ plus person die. RIP on my timeline, on Instagram, on Twitter. And it breaks my heart. It does. But it also gives me courage and strength and guidance. Strength and guidance. Okay, this is a serious moment, Marco. Shut the fuck up and get back to the point. It gives me strength and guidance that we only got one life, and we don't know when our time to go is. So why not live your life right now? There's only one Mr. Hear Me Out. There's only one Marco the Prince. So why not live? If that person is not your ideal person to be with, why be with them? If that's the job that you not want to deal with for the next 15 years, why deal with it? If that friend is not encouraging you, it's always negative and always trying to bring something negative to the table, why are you dealing with it? Why? Why are we dealing with this? And at the time, and I'm speaking from past experiences right now, at the time, I didn't know. But I know now. Because it doesn't help my purpose. If it doesn't hurt, if it doesn't help my purpose, why am I dealing with it? I feel like everybody should be happy. They should be stress-free. They should be in love. They should be financial-free. If the goals, bring it back. If I have a whiteboard of all the goals that I want to do in 2023, and I meet, let's just say 12, I meet 12 people. And only 6 of those people are aligning with the goals that I want to accomplish personally. Forget what they want to achieve. If the other 6 people want to get to where you're going, why not deal with this group of people versus that group of people? And that comes to keeping people around you that is a part of your circle, that is a part of your purpose. There's a lesson and there's a time. Speaking of time, this is all the time I got. I think I gave y'all more than what I wanted to give. But I think this was a great motherfucking episode regarding the 209 days that I have been absent from my platforms. And Bella is also coming to say bye. How'd you know I was about to say bye to these people? Ain't nothing over here for you. But it's all right. To anybody new that's listening, to anybody old that's listening, I just want to say thank y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for hearing me out. Thank y'all for supporting this motherfucking podcast, this live, this Instagram, whatever y'all want to call it. Okay? Because I am grateful no matter what. I don't care if there was zero listeners to this episode versus a million. One thing that I can say is that I have been true and authentic to myself, and I am thankful for myself. So, yo, you already know who it is. It's Mr. Hear Me Out, also known as Marco the Prince. Thank y'all for tuning in to another Hear Me Out podcast, where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. If you want more of me and the podcast, make sure you follow us at This Is Hear Me Out on Instagram. If you want more of me as an individual, make sure you check out my website. That is www.marcodeprince.com. That is MarcoDePrence. Make sure you leave something in the form. Make sure you check me out on the socials at Marco the Prince, MarcoDePrence. Again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in, hearing me out, and just rocking with me after 209 fucking days. I promise y'all that that would never happen again. But I also know that time is needed within. All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much. Until the next time, we motherfucking out this bitch.